guest this morning, my friend Amanda Barnes. She is the clerk for Williamson County. Williamson County Clerk Amanda Barnes. Hi, Amanda. How have you been?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
I know you've been busy because the legislature has made sure you were busy with these new abilities when it comes to mail-in voting. And the time has come, hasn't it?
It has. We're getting ready to start mailing today, probably tomorrow on Friday, the letters that have to go out with vote-by-mail applications in them.
That's just the application. This is an interesting process because you can now, I believe for the first time, go in the online voter registration and request one of these, right? Is this the first?
Exactly. So if you request it when you're registering to vote, then that is your application to vote. But normally people would have to fill out an application and send it in to us, and that's the procedure still going forward for most people.
All right. Who's eligible for mail-in voting?
Anyone who's registered to vote.
All right. And you had to have voted in the primary or the 2019 general election?
And the November 18 election. In order to get the application mailed to you automatically for this election, you had to vote in one of those three elections or registered or changed your address since the March primary election of
All right.
this year.
All right. Those who registered to vote, you can update your registration too. You've got the online site. And I guess you can also go to the Williamson County site, too?
You can go to the Williamson County site, and actually you can, it's called Voter Lookup, and you're able to see if you're registered to vote, and you're able to track your application and ballot if you decide to vote by mail.
All right, that's WilliamsonCountyIllinois.gov. All right, so the ballots, when do they go out?
They don't start going out until September 24th. If you've applied for a ballot, that's the first day we can mail. And then we mail, usually within 2 days of getting the application, we get those in the mail.
All right. And
your
then,
ballot.
All right. So the deadline for applying for the mail ballot is October 29th. And then you send them in, and it has to be postmarked is on election day or day before?
On election day.
Okay.
It's the last day it can be postmarked for us to receive it and count it up to the 17th of November after the election.
All right.
We will still be counting those ballots.
What are the measures that you believe are most significant when it comes to stopping mail-in voter fraud?
Well, I mean, we try to do what we can. The judges on election day get a list of everybody who has applied for a ballot. So if someone comes in there and they're on that list, the judges check that. Then they know that they've already applied or something. So, you know, most people, there could happen sometimes where maybe somebody doesn't receive the ballot in the mail, and so they can sign an affidavit to say that. But not too many people show up at the polling place after they've applied for the ballot in the vote by mail. And then we have judges, team of judges here at the administrative building, when they're opening those ballots, you know, they're looking at signatures to make sure that they compare to what we have on file, and then they open those, and we put them in a box before they put them in the ballot machine to try to keep the secrecy of the ballot the best that we can.
So those three judges, before a ballot is thrown out,
parties.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
of both parties have to be unanimous. Two out of three doesn't count. It has to be a unanimous vote one way or the other.
Right, for the signature not to be a match or something.
Right, because, you know, if there's one term that I hate, and I don't know what clerks think about this term, but I hate the term spoiled ballot because I hate what that represents. And there are ways that people can do it inadvertently. I mean, we've seen that happen too. But, you know, this vetting process that has been set up for the mail-in project it says here the ballot may be rejected. Two of the three judges agree that. Ballot envelope was delivered open. Certificate envelope contains no signature. The voter has already cast a ballot. The voter voted in person on election day, which you just referenced, and the voter is not a duly registered voter. But there, I think people can get pretty creative when they write on ballots, too, when it comes to spoiling ballots. You've probably seen that, too, huh?
Yeah, I mean, they get spoiled sometimes because people don't understand how to vote them or... you know, sometimes questions can be a little tricky on if you're voting yes or no. For the most people, we try to educate whenever they go to vote.
You know, you've been in the office before you were clerk. You were in the office years before. And I'm curious as to how people have accepted mail-in voting and early voting, too. I mean, have you seen it click up a little higher?
Not the vote by mail, usually early voting. That has really increased. Vote by mail in this type of election will be up, but for the most part, I think people don't like leaving it to the mail, maybe not getting there or some reason. So I know there's a lot of fear and concern with vote by mail ballot. It's not for everybody, but some people, it's convenient for them. We have a lot of military or people who are overseas that use this, or people who are just going to be out of town.
Right. I did it once before, and I found it was very easy, but I was going to be in another state, couldn't get back. It's weird that you talk about going, because every once in a while, I just want to go in the bank because I want them to see my face, and that's my account, and develop relationships, right? And it's right. That same reason why I go vote, because it's important to me, and that I want to make sure that I've done my citizens, my duty. But I want them to see my face. You know, it's one of those things. I can't explain it, but it feels important to me.
I think voting is very important, and I hope everybody will get out and vote this year. I know with concerns with COVID, you don't know, how everybody's going to be feeling in November to do that, but we do have all the different ways for people to vote. So the polling places will be open. Early voting is going to be starting actually for the whole month of October. We'll be open on the weekends also for early voting to make it convenient for people.
And you've got a drop-off box too.
We do have a drop-off box. It's a red box. It looks kind of like a mailbox. It's going to be in front of our building here, so if people don't want to come in the building, they don't want to put postage on it, they just have to put it in the box, and it'll be sealed up just like they normally would return it to our office, or they can even bring it in and hand it over the counter to us too.
All right. Another thing that has been a problem, and it's a growing problem. As a matter of fact, we saw one of the states in their primary election had to shut down like 3/4 of their polling places because they didn't have judges. I think it was Kentucky. I mean, normally 1,600 polling places, I think, to like 600 or 500 for the primary. Voting and election judges, one of the most important roles that you have, and still not a lot of people lining up to join to help.
Right. We're always looking for judges. It does pay. It's not a great pay. It's about $150 for the day. It's a long day from about 5 o'clock in the morning till probably about 8 o'clock at night. But if anyone is interested, if they call my office at 998-2112, we'd be glad to get them signed up to work as an election judge.
All right. So don't you have training for this, too? You need to register by a certain time because you've got training windows?
We do have training. I'm trying to figure out how we're going to be able to do that this year. I might do some individual classes on those Saturdays. And then also we have an online option. So I'll be mailing out letters to let the judges know what's available as far as training is concerned.
Your office has already been saying, look, when Election Day comes around, you go to the polling place, we're still asking you to do the important things, wear a mask, social distancing.
Exactly.
Even though it is November.
Make it safe for those voters that are, or the judges that are there too, and the other voters.
All right, so back to the judges real quick. How many do you need in Williamson County? Do you think? I mean,
we use about 325 judges.
Wow, that many. Well, three. Well, my polling place, there's always three, it seems like.
Well, then that's a short one. Usually we try to put 5 judges in a polling place. We can do 3. But with this election and people, wanting to wipe things down, I think 3 would be pushing it a little bit.
Right.
But we will go with that if that's what we have to do.
Well, there's 2 polling places inside the building where I go, and there's 3 at one location, so there's actually 6 there. They're on different sides of the room for different districts in my community. So when it comes to mail-in voting, there's been a lot of concerns this year. Whenever I read your press release that was issued earlier in the week, my takeaway was a county clerk that knows how important it is to vote while at the same time trying to maintain the integrity of the vote, because when we don't, people will just blow it off and think it's not important. I mean, that was my takeaway. Am I wrong here, Amanda?
No, I mean, we are trying to keep the integrity of the election the best that we can. We have different protocols in place that we do to try to make sure everything is above board. And in that press release, I was just trying to outline, what things could be rejected for. A lot of people don't know that, but we do have judges here who are looking at that. And if it's rejected, it's because all 3 of them have agreed that, something doesn't match or it's not signed at all, which is an easy one. But there's ways to come in and fix that, too. we send a letter out immediately letting you know, hey, this doesn't match, or you didn't sign it, and you can rectify that situation.
All right. So when you talk about this and these dates that we talked about, the mail out next week, and these dates, these are universal. We're not just talking about Williamson County. These are the same dates that all county clerks are using?
Yes.
Okay. So it's why I invited Amanda in this morning, because we talked about Williamson County, but it's the same in your county. Applications, ballots will be mailed. Ballots will be mailed to applicants beginning 24, but you have to get that eligibility. You have to apply for that mail-in ballot. You can do that at the website. You can do it at the county clerk's office. In the Williamson County case, you can look at get it from their county website and download this. But if you want to do it, it's a good idea to start the process now. So you've got a little more comfortable, you know, a little more elbow room, and those applications go out starting literally tomorrow.
Starting today. We're going to start mailing them. So yeah, they you should be receiving them by the weekend, I would think, or early next week.
Okay. I'll be looking. Amanda Barnes. She's the Williamson County clerk. Amanda, thanks for your time this morning. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, hey, one more time before I let you go, one more time. If you'd like to be an election judge, $150 for the day's work, what do? Call county clerk's office.
Call the county clerk's office at 998-2112 or your local county clerk and just let them know that you're interested in working.